Welcome to a bonus episode of Rework, the podcast by Basecamp about the better way to work and run your business. I'm Sean Hildner. And today, we're introducing a new segment we're going to call check-ins. Something we do here at Basecamp is we ask everyone at the company recurring questions like, what have you worked on? Or what are you reading? And did anything inspire you lately? Answers are voluntary and posted for everyone in the company to read. So for the podcast, we'll be bringing you short conversations with people at Basecamp based on some of those answers. On a recent What Have You Worked On question, a couple folks mentioned that they had been dealing with this interesting case of fraudulent job postings. Someone on the internet had been pretending to be Basecamp in order to collect personal information from job applicants. Here's Waylon Wong talking to Jeremy Dare on Basecamp's security infrastructure and performance team.
I guess you had said in your check-in that some folks on the support team had alerted this first. So do you want to talk about kind of just how it came to our attention?
Yeah, so I got a ping from Kristen and Chase saying that there was something fishy going on. Somebody had been writing into us saying that they had taken a job with us. Okay, well, crap. We didn't. There's no job. And it turns out there was all the evidence of a job. There was even a job application with Basecamp and its logo. There was an initial test of work. There was a whole bunch of stuff that made it seem like a real job. And we see all this play out after somebody contacted us to make sure, like, was this a real thing? I haven't gotten paid. And what can we say? Like, somebody was posing as Basecamp to hire people to try to get their personal information and try to get access to their bank account. And they did a really convincing job. The person posing as Basecamp was trying to spoof a Basecamp email address so that it looked like it actually came from Basecamp and had everything Basecamp-like about it.
Oh, because I think you had mentioned it said like info@basecamp.com or something, right? Like
That's
something
right.
We don't actually use, but it looks plausible.
That's right, yeah.
Ugh. And so this person had actually written down their bank account information and sent it over in hopes of getting paid for spec work?
Right. That's exactly what happened. Somebody has kind of a long-winded explanation. You're working as a freelancer, and the person who's employing you gives you a plausible enough sounding reason. You're eager to get paid, and you're willing to go along with your deal, and then you don't get paid. Or in the case where you have you give them your actual bank account, and they can either take your money or set up another kind of scam using your personal information. Thankfully, the person affected here used a different bank account that wasn't able to be drained, and so they dodged a bullet.
Oh, gosh, that's lucky, because that was going to be what I asked next was, did this person just have their whole bank account drained? But it sounds like, thankfully, in this one case, it didn't happen.
Thank goodness, yes. That would be terrible. I mean, it felt terrible enough, our names being used, and somebody did actual work for this person, which may or may not have been real work. It could have just been part of the scheme, and you just don't know. And they're expecting to get paid. Just victimizing people who are job seeking just seems extra terrible. I mean, come on.
Oh, gosh. So then you got alerted about this, and it's like, so obviously I'm sure Chase and Kristen on the support team would have told this person immediately, like, no, this is not us. Like, this is some kind of scam that uses Basecamp's name. And then was there anything else you could do for this person?
The most we can do, well, so this is where I was kind of puzzled, because I was thinking, gosh, as I looked into this, it's super common. It happens on most job boards. It happens on Craigslist, and it happens on Facebook. These are some of the signs you see posted along the side of the road saying work from home opportunity. And it turns out to be some kind of bogus, shady thing. In this case, it did come from Facebook, and it was a work from home opportunity that was advertised there and led into this kind of scam lead generation setup, where you contacted somebody online who's getting paid by a company, and they front like they're working with a company. So they're your social proof that this is legitimate. I've got paid. I've been doing this for months. It's totally cool. Here's how you set it up. Don't worry about it. It seems a little bit funky, but I've been doing this. Look, it's paid off for me. So there's no reason to doubt it. And then as we get deeper into this, seeing like, how brazen can you be and not get caught? There's a bunch of people involved advertising using known platforms like Facebook or like a job board, and it's just a dead end there. We can contact them, but there's no further to go. And to build a criminal case is a huge challenge. Apparently, the best we can do is report to the Federal Trade Commission. There's a and the FBI. There are two websites that are publicly available that anybody who's noticed a scam like this or been personally affected by it can report it. And apparently, it's maybe through the volume of reports, and if they notice somebody who gets who has done this a lot, they might go after them. I can't tell. From all I can tell is that this happens to everybody all the time, everywhere, and I don't want to apply to a job because, geez.
That's really dispiriting.
Yeah, it's terrible. And so the fact that this is the most we can do, we tried tracking down what we can do about our own name, our likeness, our trademarks being violated like this. And there's also not much we can do. We can report and hope, and we can go after the specific sources that were used. So they used a Gmail account. Gmail has a page where you can report scams and fraud, kind of a step above spam or phishing. And they're particularly interested in people who are fraudulently saying they're from Google. Google has a huge problem with this also, saying that I'm from Google, I'm using a Gmail address, so I'm kind of official. So you use something official at gmail.com. And so they're encountering this on a much larger scale than us, of everybody wanting to say, hey, Google's got this thing for the next 2 months if you... You can enroll and get a payback from Google, or you can work for Google. And look, I've got this Google recruiter at gmail.com address. So, I mean, it stretches plausibility, but you can imagine how it feels credible if you're looking for a job and you really need it. And particularly that it's targeting people who are looking for remote work.
Right, right. Is this the first time this has happened to Basecamp that you know of?
As far as I know, which it doesn't mean it hasn't happened before, because it seems like any company that hires remotely and has a web presence and previous job posts that talk about remote hiring are vulnerable to this, because one of the first things somebody who's looking for a job like this would do is Google that company and look to see what it says about working there and what they do about jobs. And turns out we're a remote company. So that it helps the scammer's story fit together.
Yeah, gosh. So now it's basically in the hands of like the FTC and the FBI, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's a big bummer.
Yeah. To the credit of many of these job boards and Craigslist, and everybody has lots of disclaimers and try to educate people about this. And it's all these other channels that don't. So, for example, like getting a Facebook ad. Facebook ads aren't a job platform, but they are a way of getting your scam in front of a lot of eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no disclaimer there saying, hey, you might be getting scammed by this ad.
When Jeremy wrote about this job scam incident for his check-in, our colleague Shanae Dykes on the support team chimed in, saying she often gets asked for advice about finding remote jobs. She had some great tips about staying safe while looking for work, so we're going to share them with you.
When you learned about the job scam, did it sound familiar to you?
Yes, it sounded very familiar to me because, of course, I've been working from home for a very long time. And so I've seen it all. It's something very common in the remote industry.
And is that because since you're not getting called into a physical office to do the interview, there's fewer levels of vetting or kind of like fewer opportunities for you as the candidate to kind of figure out what's going on?
Yes, definitely. If you use a name that's very common, very well known, a household name, people tend to just trust that it's legitimate.
And where did you build up kind of your knowledge base on these kinds of job scams? Was it as a job searcher? Was it as someone working at a company where you were hearing about people impersonating your company? Or was it both?
Well, it was a little bit of both. When I was looking for, you know, an opportunity myself, I'm very protective of my personal information as well. And so when you just come straight out the gate asking me for like my date of birth or my contact information, I'm wondering like, who is this behind this email?
Yeah, because it's like with these job scams, they'll ask you for something like date of birth, like right up front, right? And that shouldn't really be the case in a legit like job interview situation, right?
Right. That's correct. You really want to be very careful. You have to keep in mind that you don't know who this person is behind the email that's actually sending you this information. And also what you want to keep in mind as well is when you're looking for a remote job, the process should be very similar to if you were walking into an office. The person who's hiring you, they want to know if you are a real person. They're not going to just hire you off of a email exchange. You know, they're wanting to know who you are as well. So when people are looking for remote jobs, they want to keep that in mind, that the process should be very similar to if you were looking for a job outside the home. You know, application, they want to interview you, you know, they want to have a background check. They want all of that. Just keep that in mind, and that'll cut down a lot of those scams.
Because if you're moving through what seems like a job opportunity, but you're never actually getting on the phone or like right. on a video call with a real person, that should be right. like a big red flag, right?
Yes, definitely. If you're not being asked to interview over the phone at minimum, then that is a huge red flag. Also, if you're being emailed from a free email account, what organizations use those? None of them use those. You know, someone emailed you back from Microsoft and it's from a Gmail account. I mean, come on now. You know, that's a technical company. Why would they email you from a Gmail account? But, you know, that's with any organization. And then if they're not wanting to, you know, talk to you personally, then that's definitely a red flag. No one would hire anyone just off of an email exchange.
Yeah. Any other tips you can think of?
Just be patient. Finding remote work can be very, you know, challenging. There's so much information out on the internet. Do your research. You know, if you do run into a company you've never heard of, Google it. Always pair a company's name with the word scam. And if someone has been scammed by that company, it's going to show up. There's a lot of websites out there that you can definitely check out. One of them is called ripoffreport.com. And it has a lot of information. People that have reported ripoffs, they've provided their services and were not paid. And one last tip I want to say too is never give money. Never give money up front. A lot of times people freely give money. You know, when people ask for money up front, hey, to learn more about this information, you have to pay me $15 or $20. You know, I mean, that's not a standard procedure when you're looking for a job opportunity. So if it sounds too good to be true, typically, it really is. You're not going to make $1,000 in 2 days.
Yeah, like there's no magical remote opportunity that right. where it's just going to be like nothing like any other job opportunity, right?
You're not going to just sit at home and press a button and then your bank account is just going to fill up, you know, with all kinds of money or whatever.
That's it for this check-ins episode of Rework. The show is produced by Waylon Wong and me, Sean Hildner. We'll be back with some of our regular programming next week.